Bucks County resident Ricardo Tyndale has an SUV that needs premium gas. The total price to fill it up is getting close to $100, and he's getting kind of desperate.
I'm actually building my bicycle to start riding to work, so that's how serious it's about to get.
He hasn't thought much about midterms yet, but he does think politicians are to blame for these prices. GOP candidates are banking on that. In Pennsylvania's races for governor and U.S. Senate, Republicans are hammering the argument that Democrats are responsible for high prices. Experts agree American politicians don't have much sway over the global oil market. But political scientist Julian Zelitzer says that doesn't always matter. He looks to the 70s for a precedent.
During the energy crises of that decade, that was politically damaging, both to Nixon in 73 and to Jimmy Carter in 79.
Oil prices have started to tick down again, but it hasn't translated to much lower prices at the pump. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.